Go ahead and turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 9, which we started last week. As you know, we've been going through this study on end times, and we turned to a section last week, which is sometimes misunderstood. We called it Daniel's, the 70th week of Daniel, and we're just looking at a passage, Daniel 9, 24 through 27, to be exact, that deals with some end time events. And the bottom line, it shows us why the church will not go through the tribulation, that the tribulation is for the nation of Israel. And we'll talk about that. And so we've been seeing these things. Our goal, of course, of the study, let me remind you before we pray. Our goal, of course, of study was that you would understand the different terms connected with end time events, that you would understand the different views of the millennium, understanding that there's the premillennial view, which Jesus Christ comes and sets up the kingdom. That's the correct view. That's the view we see in the scripture. But there's some other views that people hold to, like the postmillennial view and the amillennial view, and we talked about that. Also, we wanted you to understand the different views of the tribulation. We said that there is a pre-tribulation view that means the church will be taken out before the tribulation, but there are other views, and we wanted you to know those and see how those fit. And then the bottom line is people to put together the timeline to be able to put to see how that fits. And so we're seeing that this morning. We're still dealing with tribulation. We're dealing with the 70th week of Daniel. You should have the handout. I don't have one with me, but it's the purple one. I can get this one right here. It's extra. You should have this purple handout. On one side it says 70th week of Daniel. On the other side it says Daniel's 70 weeks. They're two different things. They're both the same thing. They're two different ways of looking at it. Just hold that in your hand because we're going to be seeing it. We've got a slide that deals with it as well, but there's some great things we'll see this morning. The goal is that you can put together this Daniel 9 passage, and you can understand when somebody says the 70th week of Daniel, or Daniel's 70 weeks, or 490 years, or all of that stuff, that you'll understand it, you'll see the flow, and you'll see how it fits together. And you'll understand that the tribulation, now this is the key, the tribulation deals with the nation of Israel and not the church. That's why the church will not go through the tribulation. And I'll show you how that fits in a minute. Let's begin by going to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for a great time. Thank you for this morning, for this class, for each one of us here. Lord, what a fun time we have as we gather together to worship you and to study. Lord, we just ask you as we think about end time events and the things that you show us in your word, Lord, we know that you have revealed to us in written form, in written revelation, truths and principles and events and things, especially dealing with the end time. So Lord, we know it takes work to be able to go through and look at all the different passages and see how things fit, but you have revealed them to us, and may we understand the entire counsel of your word so that we can understand it. Lord, especially this morning as we look at Daniel chapter 9, that you would teach us, that we'd be able to see how it fits together. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you remember, we were looking at five reasons why the church will not go through the tribulation, why we're what we call pre-tribulation. Now, let me remind you of something. If you notice, Old Testament, Jesus first coming to Christ, he came, he died on the cross, paid for sin, rose again. We're in the church age now. We believe that the rapture will occur, the church will be taken off the face of the earth. There will be a time on the earth called the tribulation. It lasts for 7 years. We'll talk about why it lasts for 7 years. That's part of the 70 weeks that God gave Israel in Daniel 9. We call it the 490 years that he promised them. That's their final 7 years. The church is not going through the tribulation, but when Jesus comes, the second coming to the earth, we come with him, and he'll set up a kingdom and rule in righteousness and justice for 1,000 years. That is the premillennial scheme of history. It's also what we call the premillennial pre-tribulation view, because if you notice, the church is taken out before the tribulation begins. There's some discussion, some debate. There are people who teach that the church is going to go through half of the tribulation and then be taken out. They'll go to the book of Revelation where it talks about the two witnesses who preach and teach, and then they die, they're killed, and they lay on the in Jerusalem for 3.5 days, and then they're taken into heaven. They say that that's us. That's symbolic, the church, and the 3.5 days is the 3.5 years, the first half of the tribulation. So people say that. I don't hold to that at all, and I don't see how it fits. The second view, there's a view that says we'll go all the way through the tribulation, and they actually teach that the church, that it's sort of a purifying effect of the church, that we need to be purified, and so God's going to bring great judgment on us. I don't see that fitting in the scripture at all, and we'll talk more about it. But the bottom line, and something you need to remember, is that Israel, the tribulation deals with the nation of Israel. Now, let me ask you this question. How many times is the church, the body of Christ, talked about, discussed, mentioned in the Old Testament? Zero. Never mentioned. There are many places in the Old Testament that it deals with the tribulation. The book of Daniel, the book of Ezekiel, the book of Zechariah, other places. And it talks about this time period. But the church is never once mentioned in the Old Testament at all. In fact, the first mention of the church is found in Matthew, where Jesus says, "Upon this rock I will build my church." He was talking to Peter. He's talking about Peter's confession of faith and how Peter, and he said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church." You could almost see the men going, "Church?" Because church meant a called out group. That's what it meant. Called out separate. And so when people want to say that the church goes through the tribulation, first of all, I want you to understand, we're never mentioned. The church is never mentioned in the Old Testament. The tribulation is mentioned all throughout the Old Testament. And so my first thought would be, well, if we're going to go through it, why aren't we even mentioned in this thing? Now, I gave you a number of reasons on why we hold to a pre-tribulation rapture and that whole thing. And a number of reasons. One of them, there's a number of passages that says the church will not experience the tribulation. The return of Christ can be any second. If the return of Christ and the rapture, second coming and rapture, are the same thing, then the Bible can't say it's going to happen in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, we're going to be changed, and we don't know when he's going to come, because we'd have to say, no, there are all these signs and all these things that have to happen in the tribulation for that to happen. So they're two different things. Let me remind you of something. Jeremiah 30, verse 7 says that this time of trouble, the tribulation, is referred to as Jacob's trouble. Jeremiah 30, verse 7. Who is Jacob? What's his other name? What is it? Israel. See, this is Israel's trouble. Now, let me show you something else that, if you've never heard this, you'll like this. We all know the book of Revelation deals primarily as a whole with what big event? End times, dealing with what big event? The tribulation, right? It is. That's the tribulation. Okay, now listen to this. The first three chapters of the book of Revelation mention the church 22 times. Talking about the church. First three chapters. And in the first three chapters, there's John writing letters to seven churches. Beginning in chapter 4, John is taken up to heaven. And from chapter 4 through chapter 19, he deals with the entire tribulation. Okay? Chapters 1, 2, and 3, churches mentioned how many times? 22. In chapters 4 through 19, dealing with the tribulation, how many times is the church mentioned? Not one time. Isn't that strange? 22 times, and then he starts talking about the tribulation, and the church is not mentioned at all from chapter 4 all the way through chapter 19. Now, in chapters 20, 21, and 22, he gives the kingdom and the eternal state, and the church is mentioned 6 times. So in between, for some reason, isn't this strange? Before the tribulation, church is mentioned 22 times. After the tribulation, the church is mentioned 6 times. But during the tribulation, chapters 4 through 19, the church is never mentioned. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it is? Church is not going through the tribulation. Now, I had a friend in seminary who would talk with some people, and they would say, "I think the church is going to go through the tribulation." So he'd say, "Well, I think that whatever you believe is what you'll experience." So if you believe the church will go through the tribulation, you will. And then if you don't, you won't. Now, I don't think that's true, but, you know, you almost want some people. It seems to me that I find people who want us to go through the tribulation. They want the church to suffer. I don't know why. When the Bible doesn't deal with that, doesn't even talk about us there. Well, here's the key, and this is the one that I want you to see, and this is that whole idea in Daniel chapter 9, and I hope you're there, verses 24 through 27. Now, here's what I want to explain to you, and then we'll look at the chart, and we'll look at this chart. And just listen, I said it last week, I'm going to say it one more time, because if you've not really put this together before, it's going to take two or three times to hear it before it makes sense. God comes to Daniel and gives him a promise for his people. Who is Daniel's people? The Jews. And I'm going to give it to you in plain English words. God says to Daniel, "I'm going to give the nation of Israel 490 years to accomplish 6 things I have for them to do." He actually lists those 6 things in Daniel 9:24. He said, "I'm going to give you 490 years. And he said, "Now here's when it's going to start. When there is a decree to restore and build Jerusalem, until the coming of the Messiah and him dying, of those 490 years, you're going to use up 483 of those years. And then the Messiah is going to die." Now, if that's true, they used up 400, they got 490 when Jesus Christ, when the Messiah would come and die, how many years do they have left? 490 minus 483 is 7. Now, he goes on to tell Daniel because, remember, the church was a what? Mystery in the Old Testament. So he doesn't say, now, after the Messiah dies, I'm going to have the church come into fact. He doesn't tell him that. He doesn't tell anybody that. He goes on to say that then they will have a final 7 years. Who's going to final 7 years? Jewish people. And in that final 7 years is going to be the abomination, desolation, and the man of sin is going to come, and there will be a covenant, which is the peace pact that the Antichrist makes with Israel. And so bottom line, God says to Daniel, actually God sent an angel to tell Daniel, and he said, you got 490 years from the time the decree starts until the Messiah dies will be 483. After the Messiah dies, you got 7 years left. That'll give you 490. And during that last 7 years, there'll be a peace pact made. There'll be an Antichrist. There'll be abomination, desolation, and then it'll be over. That's what he told Daniel. What did Daniel not see? What could he possibly not know? The church. Now, look, there's the chart. The promise, and we put 445 B.C., 444 B.C. would be okay. Just don't even worry about the date right this second. But from that decree until the Messiah was 483 years. I'll tell you why there's weeks in just a second. 483 years. Then the Messiah died and rose again. Send it into heaven. And then what did God do that he did not tell anybody in the Old Testament that he was going to do? He's going to set aside Israel. He says, hold up. I gave you 490. You used up 483. Sit over there for just a little bit. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Jews and Gentiles, put them together in one body called the church. And I'm going to use the church. Now, he didn't tell us how long he's going to use the church. We know that in the moment, in a twinkle of an eye, Jesus Christ could come in any second. And what will happen to the church? We'll be gone. Then he says, okay, you guys, you got your final 7 years. Daniel didn't know there would be a gap. So when we read the passage in just a minute, there is no gap there. They didn't see a gap there. There's no possible way they could know about the gap. Okay, let me show you something else. If you notice verse 24 of Daniel chapter 9, and I taught this last week, you should remember it. 70 weeks have been decreed for your people. Now, the word week means what? It means seven. If I said 10 dozen have been decreed, you would know that would be 10 times 12. The Hebrew word sabua means seven. It's translated weeks. It would be like us, instead of saying a dozen, we'd say, you got seven. So he says, 70 sevens are decreed for your people. How much is 70 times 7? It's 490. Now, he doesn't tell us whether it's days or months or years. He doesn't tell us. But the only thing that fits historically, only thing that fits biblically is years. Okay? Now, watch what he says. Just to make sure you see the flow. 70 weeks have been decreed for your people, and here's the things they're supposed to do. Finish the transgression, make an end of sin, make an atonement for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision and prophecy, anoint the most holy place. Okay? That's the six things they have to do, and they've got 490 years to do it. Guess what? They haven't done it yet. Why not? Why haven't they done it yet? They hadn't moved up to 490. They've used up 483. They still got seven to go. Does this make sense? Everybody got it so far? This is pretty hard for a lot of people. Most people say, I don't believe any of this. But just look at it and see what it says. Okay, now, here's what he says. So you're to know and discern that from the issuing of a decree to restore and build Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. 7 weeks and 62 weeks make how many weeks? 69 weeks. 69 times 7 is 483, okay? Remember, he's using the term seven. Seven and 62 sevens. You just have to add it together. And we're smart enough to do that because we can get 69 out of this. The handout that I've given you here, if you notice, I break it up for you on this handout where it says 70th week of Daniel. It says 7 weeks and 62 weeks make how many weeks? 7 weeks make how many years? 49. 62 weeks make how many? 434. If you add them together, you get 483. So he says, from the issuing of the decree until the Messiah will be 483 years. We'd say it this way, 69 weeks. Does this make sense so far? Anybody got it? Now, here's the big issue. When's the decree? It's the decree to restore and build Jerusalem. In the Old Testament, there are two decrees. One is to restore the temple. It's found in the book of Ezra. There's another to restore and build Jerusalem. It's found in Nehemiah 2, verses 1 through 8. That's the decree. It happened in either, as according to how you count it, 444 B.C. or 445 B.C. Starting in the year, let's just say 445 B.C., the stopwatch starts. How many years do the nation of Israel have from that point? 490, right? And they're going to use up 483, and at the 483-year mark, what's going to happen? Messiah's going to die, and the clock's going to be stopped. Now, they didn't know the clock was going to be stopped, because Daniel said right after the Messiah dies, what's going to happen? There's going to be the final 7 years. But they didn't know about us. You can see Daniel right now going, oh, yeah, I get it. I see it now. And you can almost see Daniel saying, why didn't you tell us about it? And God says, it was a mystery. As Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3 and chapter 4, it was a mystery. Did not tell us. Now, the decree to restore and build Jerusalem. Now, watch. Then he says in verse 26, now after the 62 weeks, that's the 69 because he just doesn't go the 7 again, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing. What's going to happen? When is the Messiah cut off? When he dies. That's what it means. When the Messiah dies, he cuts off. And then it talks about the prince of the people who come will destroy the city. That's the Romans. They come in and they destroy the city and all of this, and there's a war. And then verse 27 says, and he. The he is referring to the people of the prince who is to come. The prince who is to come is the Antichrist. And he, this is in the future now. Daniel just thought it would follow right after. And he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week. How long is 1 week? 7 years. That's why it's called the 70th week of Daniel, because they've used up how many weeks? 69. This is the 70th week. It is 1 week, or it is how many years? 7 years. Watch what's going to happen. And he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he will put a stop to the sacrifice and grain offerings, and on the wing of abomination will one who comes who makes desolate. It's called the abomination desolation. What is that referring to? When the Antichrist does what? Halfway through the tribulation, which is how long? 3.5 years. What does the Antichrist do? Sets his idol up. And if you notice, I've got right here, the treaty is broken. Antichrist makes the treaty with Israel. And this, he's not called the Antichrist. He's just called the prince who is to come. He makes the treaty. Halfway through, he breaks the treaty. If you've ever studied 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, Revelation, Ezekiel, and some other places, Matthew 24 and 25, and of course Revelation, says that this man comes to power and hit at the 42-month mark. How long is 42 months? 3.5 years. He does all this. He sets up his idol, and we call what's called the Great Tribulation. Jesus talked about it in Matthew 24 and 25, and he said in Matthew 24, 25, when you see the abomination desolation as spoken of by Daniel the prophet, flee for your life. Who is he talking to in Matthew 24, 25? The nation of Israel. Now, you may say, and this is what I want to show you. You say, okay, I got this. I think I got it. God said to Israel 490 years. It started at a certain time. By the time Jesus came, it was 483. The clock stopped. They didn't even know about the church. We're in the church age now. Once we're taken out, they got their final 7 years. The clock's going to start again. There's going to be a peace pact made for 7 years. Antichrist is going to break it halfway through, and then they'll have the tribulation and the great tribulation, and the final 7 years will be up, and then it'll be over. Does that make sense? We won't be here. We are the church. Is the church mentioned in any of this? This is whose trouble? Jacob's trouble. Jacob's name is Israel. It is the final 7 years of Israel's 490. Now, you might say, okay, JB, I believe you. However, if I sat down and I went to the year 444 B.C. or 445 B.C. and I tracked it on to the future, it doesn't work out to be the time that Jesus died. That's because we look at years at how many days? 365 and a fourth, because we have leap years. Their calendar, Jewish calendar, was 360 days. You can't go years, you have to go days. So on the flip side of the one that says 70th week of Daniel, the one that says Daniel 70 weeks, this is done in days and not years so that you can get it. And it says the decree, and this one uses on this side 444 B.C., there's the decree, and they used up, in the 69 weeks, they used up 173,880 days. That is 483 years Jewish calendar. Because remember, they're going by their calendar, not our calendar. Do you realize that if you notice that they figured this out, that that was March 29, 33 A.D., and that was when Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem the final time to present himself as king. That's when he entered Jerusalem on the donkey, and the people were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. What do we call that day? We call it Palm Sunday. About 4 days later, what happened to him? They killed him. So he said, 483 years, Jewish years, or 173,880 days, the Messiah is going to be cut off. And that's what happened. And then if you notice, there's the gap. If you notice on the chart, there's the gap. And then after the church is brought out, then there is the 70th week, which Revelation talks about it. It's the final 7 years, and it talks about the Antichrist and the breaking of the covenant and the 42 months and the 1,260 days. All of those things, they all add up to 3.5. Okay, let me stop and for a second. And what I want you to see, bottom line, I want you to see that who is the 70th week of Daniel dealing with? Israel. Who is the tribulation and the 70th week of Daniel are the same thing. The tribulation deals not with the church, but with Israel. You have to see that. If you can get that, when people start talking about, oh, I hope we don't go through the tribulation, you can look at them and say, tribulation is not for the church. Tribulation is for Israel. It's part of their final 7 years. We'll finish our study probably next week. We'll put the whole thing together so you can see the timeline. Heavenly Father, thanks for a great morning. Help us, Lord, as we continue to study this. Thank you, Lord, for letting us see the book of Daniel and chapter 9. And I hope that, Lord, we all understand and see how this fits together. Thank you for the great truth that we, your body, the body of Christ, we will not go through a tribulation. That's for your people, Israel, and we will be with you. Thank you, Lord, that one day you'll come in the clouds and we'll be gone. And thank you, Lord, for the truth you've revealed to us in your scripture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.